Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 104 for Friday, October 16th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished slightly stronger in sideways trading Friday. Canola received a boost from the Canadian currency and followed the path of least resistance higher. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $3 higher, with the November contract coming in up $1.10 at $472.60 per ton. The Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. U.S. soy oil and European rapeseed futures were both slightly higher on the day, which was supportive. Bad weather in South America has caused some minor planting delays in both Argentina and Brazil, which was supportive. Commercial demand was steady, and investors positioned themselves before the start of the weekend. However, U.S. soybeans and Malaysian palm oil were both weaker, which dragged on values, while milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. Down in the U.S., soybeans were 5 to 6 cents lower, with the November contract at $8.99 per bushel. The market is feeling pressure from the plunge in U.S. crude oil this week. Apparently, it took a lot of money out of the equity market. As well, the rapid pace of the U.S. harvest and better-than-expected yields are weighing on prices. On the flip side, the USDA reported good export numbers for last week, and all the net sales for the U.S. totaled about 1.5 million tons, which beat expectations. Chicago corn was a cent higher, with the December contract at $3.77 per bushel. Good weather in the U.S. Corn Belt continued to push down prices as the harvest speeds along. The demand for U.S. corn isn't great overseas, and yields have been better than expected. Rail freight costs are somewhat cheaper these days in the U.S. Corn planting in Argentina is about 27% complete. Wheat was 8 cents weaker, with the December contract coming in at $4.94 a bushel. Rain is forecast to fall on the U.S. Southern Plains next week, which should help planting of the winter wheat crop. The export sales also weighed the crop down. According to the USDA, net wheat sales totaled 460,000 tons, which was more than analysts predicted heading into today's report. Egypt bought from Russia and Romania during a sale yesterday, but U.S. wheat was deemed too expensive. However, on the positive side, apparently the U.S. price gap is starting to narrow. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, October 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.